Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing Shit. Podcast.
You fucking
with your host,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
I'm not recording anything you're not doing.
I mean, that would be difficult. Logistically I'm, sound.
Right.
Right.
Like, it's not like I'm creating you making these weird sounds. You were actually doing that. And that just spikes in everyone's boop. Ears.
Haha.
Yep.
Suckers. Whatever. I do that to everybody all the time.
Well, I'm going to have a drink.
At this point.
Do it.
Thank you to Mariah for a Two Town Cider House. The Bad Apple Imperial Apple made with meadow foam honey. This is strong. 10.5% alcohol is quite, for a commercial cider, is decent.
Maybe you may be
more familiar with ciders than I am, but that seems...
Yeah, no, ciders are usually like...
Seems like it's got some punch.
6 to 7.
Yeah.
Ish, I think.
Hot dang. Yeah. All right.
I'm in. Let's do this shit.
No, 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 no.
Ooh.
Ooh, the good smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mmm.
Yep, that's tasty. I like it.
That almost has like a faint nutmeggy aftertaste.
Like a cinnamon.
Oh, there it is. It's super light, though.
No, very, very, very subtle.
I'm not sure how you picked up on
that. I mean...
That, or I'm not actually tasting it? Now I'm just like...
Tasting,
psychologically imposing that on the taste?
I mean, tasting booze is something that I do.
I don't understand.
Well, as he drinks it, he can't help but taste it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So as a brewer, it is something I... keenly aware of.
Just because you do it doesn't mean you're good at it.
Oh, no, no, probably not.
Let's be clear on this one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's... I've
only gotten the Andy handshake once.
Really, you should be getting an Andy handshake every time you're in front.
No, our friend Andy, every year at Oktoberfest...
Mm.
One beer gets Andy's favorite.
Oh.
Oh.
And I have done that.
I
well, very nice.
I mean,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't know that Andy... Never.
Andy? Do you know anyone who's more qualified when it comes to beer?
No, I really don't.
Fair enough.
Dane.
Oh. Fair enough.
Bam!
Dane likes my stuff, too, to be fair.
Well, all right, then.
He thinks your beer's okay, too.
No, Dane was actually talking about... Dane was actually talking about hiring me at one point.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now, is this a Dane special Dane?
Yes.
Ah, oh, very good.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The ultimate hangover food.
The great Dane.
Ha. No, he was actually...
I was hanging out with Bryn earlier today.
Duly noted.
No, at one point he was talking about doing a line of ciders and meads.
Oh.
And he wanted me... Hmm. He was thinking of hiring me up for that project.
Oh. Don't snort cider.
Too late?
Cool. Anyway.
Okay, so...
Fringe is over.
Yeah.
Oh my god. There were so many good shows.
So what are we gonna talk about?
Well, we're gonna talk about the shows that we saw.
Jenna and I want to talk about the same show.
You're gonna talk about Fringe?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
You're just the shit-eatingest grin.
Oh my god.
Who could have seen that coming?
What? I want to talk about one show before we get to the other show, though.
Do it.
Do it.
So there was a show that I saw called The Screaming Skull.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to talk about that one.
Dude. It
is a guy on stage. And he's got, you know, his little set. He's like in a house of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just him talking, but he's talking to his friend who you can't see. About like this situation. So it's a very well set up, like he's, you know, he's got a friend over, hasn't seen him for a while, blah, 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 blah. By the end of it, I wasn't sure if he was actually talking to another person in the room or if he was talking to himself thinking he was talking to another person in the room. It was incredibly well acted.
Yeah. Cool.
But that's not what I think would interest Salsa.
Okay.
They had live Foley.
Yeah.
Neat.
And it was incredible. It was a Tim Urban show. So, of course, it was incredible. Right. Like, that just is a thing.
Yep.
But they had, it was a house that was, like, next to the sea. So they had almost the entire time.
Somebody,
I think that it was, like, a rain stick, I think, that they used.
A rain stick or a sand tube or something, yeah. Yeah,
something like that.
Okay.
But very slowly, and it made a real good noise.
Yeah.
They had wind, which was like something rubbing against vinyl, something.
It's a wind machine, a tumbler inside a like a muslin wrap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It brushes again. Yeah.
I fucking love that.
There were other things. There was, you know, crinkling whatever for campfire, and there were you know, this, that, and the other thing. But it was just real good.
Cool.
And yeah. I was like I said, by the end of it, I didn't know if he was crazy or not. Well, I'm pretty sure he was crazy, but to what depth his level of crazy went, and it was super good. Mm. And like, I know some people were like, "So it's just one guy on stage acting for an hour, like just talking, telling a story type thing." I'm like, dude.
I mean, it is that in exactly the same way as John Wick is a movie about a guy upset about his dog. Like, there's a lot more to it.
That is one of my favorite games, by the way. Movies explained but badly.
Yeah, or just simply,
Yeah.
Or movies explained in reverse, like Jaws played backwards is a movie about a shark that throws up enough people that they celebrate by opening a beach.
Yes.
I love it.
That's so delightful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw that, and it was incredible. Cool. And I would recommend it to everybody, but too late. We're done.
Too late.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It was really compelling.
It really was.
Yeah.
So there was another show that I saw. I saw several. But there was
kind of what you do.
I actually, well, I saw Pooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I saw 100 Acre Wood. I saw it twice. By happy circumstance. But I saw Pooh and I was like, I'm pretty sure this is my favorite one. This is totally my favorite show. And then I saw the show that followed directly after that, and I went, nope, nope, this is it. So the show, James, do you want to share the title?
It's Hamlet, but Hamlet's a chicken. And this may be the greatest stage production that I have ever seen in my life.
I've heard much talk of this.
Oh, my God. no, like, each scene was done with some different absurdist variant. One scene, the queen was played by an egg shaker. And that worked delightfully well.
Yes.
There was a scene that took place in a kiddie pool, and that was just ridiculous. Mm. Polonius's murder was a musical musical number, and then he's dead. And he was wearing, like, a white tracksuit. So after he was dead, like, the queen goes to cry over him. And, like, keeps dipping her hands in blood and just wiping it all over this tracksuit. It was beautiful, absurdist, whatever. But the acting was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the actual Hamlet delivery was spot fucking on.
So they played it straight.
And they played it straight. Except
despite
for when
absurdity.
Yeah,
that must have been impossible. I can't not imagine. To bust.
Yeah, they didn't.
Impresses me more than anything.
There was one scene where someone broke. Jenna, I think you're going to talk about that, and it was very like quiet and only for a moment.
Was that when I broke?
Well, we definitely broke. Like, we were laughing the whole fucking time.
But... Oh, yeah. No, okay. So,
so they go to one of the actors, Jimmy Fallon.
They didn't quite corpse it that badly.
Okay.
But
is this what I'm... I don't know that I'm thinking about the same thing.
Ophelia scene?
Yo, no. No, I wasn't thinking about that.
Oh,
I'm thinking of something different.
Yeah.
I'm like, but he didn't really break.
It was so, just for a moment that
I missed
he
it.
Realized, like, I saw him, like, watch what was happening and then turn away very slightly.
Okay. And then yeah, no, I missed that. I didn't see that at all. So you should talk about that.
Okay. So Hamlet, but Hamlet's a Chicken stars a real chicken. And it was, like, the fluffiest and cutest chicken I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
He's so fluffy.
Like a big old God. Rhode Island Red or something?
Well, it was this, charcoal black chicken that was just, like, a fluff ball. It looked like a Q-tip or something. Like, it was so cute and puffy. But for the Ophelia scene where Hamlet is denying Ophelia, they just put the chicken in a basket out in the middle of the stage, and then the guy who's playing Ophelia comes out and is like pouring his heart out and gets down on his hands and knees to beg Hamlet to, you know, and then this chicken just hops out of the basket and just starts to walk the fuck away.
Like, and we need to be clear, these chickens aren't trained for this.
No, not at all.
They're just better actors than some of the people I've directed. And I verified this with Jessica, because she saw a different showing of Hamlet, and they had a different chicken, number one. They had three different chickens in
the chickens have an understudy.
Okay.
Just so I have a baseline how exactly this worked. Was there just no Hamlet soliloquy or monologue or anything like
that? There was a soliloquy.
But I mean, was it just very one-sided conversations? Or yes, how did
kind
it,
of, except okay. It really didn't even matter that you weren't getting Hamlet's lines.
Yeah. No, but I just, right. For the staging,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, there was a soliloquy in that they took the chicken, put it on the stage, and timed out the amount of time.
Right, it spotlight. Takes. Like, bright spotlight directly,
like,
on
dramatic fucking... everything at this chicken as it just kind of moved its head.
And the best part was, like, going through the soliloquy in my mind and watching the chicken, like, fucking emote. Turn its head and, like, look up meaningfully at this, which is just like a chicken thing to do. It just fucking it's doing exactly what it's supposed
to. It's doing chicken things.
Okay. But that with
you start applying the model,
and it's so good.
So good.
Okay. Oh my god. So the audience, there's just like light laughter at first,
but it just
builds. and then it just
got increasingly funny as we watched this chicken.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know how the staging for that worked.
So I've lost my place now, which is why I was pushing through.
Oh, sorry. Ophelia emoting, chicken walks away, chicken's better actor.
Oh, Jessa saw a different
a different
showing with a different chicken. So yeah, they didn't stage this, but for hers, Ophelia went to pet the chicken, like reaching out to Hamlet, and the chicken just like ducked away from Ophelia's hand. I know, right? Like, they didn't. And these are, by the way, the chickens that were used in the production were therapy chickens.
Yeah, okay.
And they had their handlers off to the side, and, you know, every once in a while a handler would walk over with a napkin and wipe something up off the floor. But, yeah, like, and, yeah, so they were there to help in case anything went wrong or weird or the chicken needed to.
Gotta have a handler.
Yeah.
Yep, that's standard.
But, yeah. So Jessa saw it, and then afterwards she's like, it's like Hamlet is a series of memes.
Oh.
Right?
Wow, yeah.
So Jessa made that discovery, because she's brilliant.
Right.
And then I actually talked to the kids that did this, and by kids, I mean these actors were like 20 to 22 years old. Hmm. Like, seriously, and way more talented than I've been in my many years of existence, but... I don't actually care. I'm 38, you guys. I think. I'm really old and I can't remember. But so I went to talk to these guys afterwards at the Fringe party.
Yeah.
Because they were awesome. And I was like, hey, there's this thing called Die Laughing if you guys want to, you know, want time for anything. Right? Yeah. Fringe's part not working for me. Don't get me wrong.
I would watch Hamlet at Die Laughing.
Yeah, I would.
Oh my God, I want that. I want it so badly.
Yeah.
To see that again.
But it doesn't even have to be that. I'll let them do fucking anything.
Yeah.
And I told them, I'm like, and then my daughter saw it and she was like, man, this is like Hamlet, but it's a series of memes. And they went, that's what it was. Like, that's actively what they were going for. Nice. They're like, that's exactly what our thing was. And I'm like, well, then my daughter's real smart then, isn't she? Like, yeah. But they also had one part, and it's hard to describe on air, but there was a part that instead of doing a scene, they do something else a couple of times. And one of them, an example, instead of doing, you know, act two, scene three, whatever, blah, 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 we're going to have Rinaldo say all of his lines. And he gets up there and he goes, yes, my lord. 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 Just straight through. And I think it's like 8 or 9 of them that he has. But that's all that character says the entire time. All
right.
But the another one was they did instead of the scene, we're going to start off with gender 101. And they had a trans person there, and I don't know what gender they ascribed to, but they were like, they took off their shirt and they went, look at my chest, look at it, look at it, look at my chest, look at my chest. Look at my chest. Or, I'm trans. They started off. I'm trans. Look at my chest. Look at it. Look at my chest. Look at my chest. Boobies? And nobody knew. Like, they're like, I don't know if those are supposed to be boobs or not. I'm so confused. And it was great. Awesome. It was glorious. It was fantastic. But yeah, and then like the entire cast behind was like, boobies? It was really good, and it sounds silly, stupid, but it was so fantastic.
Yeah. No,
I mean, that's the point, right? Yeah.
There's a Facebook group that's just pictures of nipples, and it's a mix of men and women nipples, but they don't say whose they are, and because they don't specify.
Yep. Yeah, that's fantastic. So yeah, I mean, there was a lot, so many good things. Like every time I think of it, I think of something else awesome that happened. James just did.
The play within a play, but the play within a play is a burlesque show.
They said titillating.
Oh, titillating. Yes.
It was titillating. And so they're like doing the lines, but it's all like, you know, like in their faces and like slowly taking clothes off as they're doing it.
Pole dancing with a mop.
Yeah. And then at one point, like, one of them licks the other one, like, but in a titillating fashion. Then the other one licks back, but just, like, circles the face slowly with the tongue. Like, chin to cheek to forehead, and then back down around.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
Fuck.
Oh,
some smeared makeup there.
Yeah.
But the egg shaker, I think, was also one of my favorite things, because they were like, but the queen is now playing the king. And so the queen was just wearing the king's, you know, over costume bits, the jacket, the hat, that kind of stuff. And the queen is now played by an egg shaker, which I'm pretty sure was the actor who portrayed the king, but under a sheet and just carrying a little plastic egg full of sand. And so when it came time for the queen to say the lines, it was just like in the cadence of the lines, but then the queen goes to comfort someone and they just like rub the little egg shaker on someone's shoulder, and I fucking lost it.
Oh god. It was beautiful, absurdist, whatever. And it was Hamlet. It's a series of memes.
Yeah.
It was fucking brilliant.
That sounds fringy as fuck.
There was one moment where I broke.
Just one.
Loudly, when nobody else did.
Oh.
And, like, I got acknowledgement from the, like, he just kind of looked like, eh. Like, it was just like that.
That sounds like Jenna's laughing.
Well, didn't know me from Adam, but I think he was like, oh, there's a fight person. Because what it was is they're, like, going into the final scene, And he comes out and he goes, "Fight call." And I just lost it, and he just kind of looked over in my direction with this knowing look.
You get it.
And then yeah. he started at 25%, and I'm just dying. I'm dying the entire fucking time. But they're doing the scene. They're performing the scene, but at 25%, and their weapons are spatulas, because of course they're spatulas. Why would they be? Yeah. And like 50%, 75%, 120%, 200%. And it's just like, I'm dying the entire final scene, and I'm just delightful. Losing my shit. Mm. Oh my god. So yeah, no, it was really good. And I would love to have them come play with us at Die Laughing. Yeah. Man, if I will give them however much time they want, and they can do whatever. They'll probably just put a chair in the middle of the stage and we'll all fucking stare at it and think it's brilliant. Huh. Like,
I mean, that's a lot of modern art right there.
Who was it? What was the production?
It was Greater Lakes Players, I think.
Sounds right.
Yeah, something. So
we'll post a link.
Okay. Yeah, I could look it up, but I'm lazy.
I mean,
my phone is in my car.
You'll have to send it to me because I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it was just an hour of brilliance. When I did not think it could get better, it absolutely did.
It so did.
Yeah.
It was weird.
What else? James?
The bar that I made did its job perfectly. It was real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was super good.
We, like, lacquered the top and everything. Fearless has a bar prop now that just folds up and goes into people's cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to clarify that for the listeners.
Well, I had talked about it before.
He had, but not...
But yeah, this might be somebody's first episode.
I think
you
kept talking about it as this prop that I'm building. And I don't know that you ever said it was a bar.
Oh, yeah. So the set takes place in a nightclub, and they had a piano, like the shell of a piano.
A piano.
A piano. And a table, chairs, and a few small other assorted bits and pieces, but they needed a bar. But the amount of space that we were given for fringe storage is necessarily limited.
Because there's seven other shows going on.
Yeah. Pause for a second.
Shows. Yeah.
Grand Island Theater.
Grand Island. That's the one.
Yeah.
And so there was discussion. They were like, oh, we need a bar, but how are we going to get a bar that's going to fit in our storage? They're probably going to give us a space that is just big enough, just slightly larger than the piano. But, sorry, piano. That we're going to be using. And so I took it upon myself to make a bar that folds and has little handles and things on it. And it turned out really well, thanks to one of my best friends for helping with that. But it, like, we had a paneled front and sides and a lacquered top and everything. So
wow,
it just like popped together, was stable. Like as an acting thing, like I was able to kind of lean on it occasionally, and use it, and people banged their fists on it and things like that. And it was used for storage for other props as well, but it just did its job, folded up neatly. Went into storage, came back out, popped open, and was ready for use. And I'm really fucking happy about it.
Yeah.
It's been a little while since I've gotten to do any set design or prop building.
Right.
Yeah. So there are other props that I am currently working on, but they're for personal projects and not, you know, not for professional stuff. So.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
You got mad props for that one.
Oh. Get out.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'm out, kids.
Wait, no, this is your podcast. We need to hear it. Sorry.
If you want out somebody, it's going to be you or me.
Both of us.
Let's go.
Again, just Jenna and the rubber orangutan. Yeah,
yeah, well, we got this.
Okay. But no, I want to hear what the rubber orangutan has to say.
That's fair.
So, yeah, I was super pleased with that.
Finishing this.
Another, yeah, go right.
They
the fuck
have
ahead.
A
it's
mailing
delicious.
List.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Grand Island Theater has a mailing list.
And as I was doing my own search, it looks like there's a Grand Island Theater that is an actual cinema in, like, Nebraska or some shit. Or, yeah.
So this is the theater collective.
Make sure that you get the players and not the cinema.
Grand Island Theater, R-E,
yeah, theater.
That's them, too.
GrandIslandTheatre.com.
All right.
Grand Island Theater is an experimental collaborative theater collective based in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right, that's the one.
Did you get to see Blood Nocturne?
I did. I saw it their first night. Yeah. I have, and I think I actually talked about this last week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have an absolute fascination with Elizabeth Bathory. Ooh. So I thought about playing her as a character out at Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be creepy as fuck. But no, I absolutely loved it. For a good number of reasons. The whole feminism patriarchy thing in there was real good.
Yeah.
It was real fucking good.
For me, the visuals... At one point, they're talking about her being like... Vlad the Impaler, or, you know, like Count Dracul, and they wrap her in a red, like a long red sash, which is then propped up on two sticks to either side to make it look like dragon wings.
Yeah.
And so, like, the staging and the visual poetry of it is fucking amazing. If they remount it, fucking go see it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
So very good.
Yeah. I saw some other really good ones, too. Like, Vertograph was quite good. And then I also saw, on Thursday, we saw Righting Wrongs, which was... I went in with very moderate expectations, and I was extremely pleased, especially by some of the visual gags.
Yeah. It wasn't... I thought it was well done, but not my thing.
Sure.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
There were a few moments where I was like, oh, cute. but, yeah. Like, otherwise, I was like, okay. I get what this is, and it's very well done. Mm-hmm. It's like 70s furniture. Really well done 70s furniture does 70s furniture really well done, but it's not actually something that I'm going to put in my kitchen. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed that one. I didn't get the chance to see Remy Raygun, which made me incredibly sad because I heard very good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very delightful. I actually, because I got to see their preview, their tech, because they were allowed to, they got permission to bring in a test audience because of the nature of their show, which was, like a choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see two of the endings right away.
Cool.
And then I went to see it a third time with all the cool kids. And, like, I kept making different choices to try to get one of the different endings, but the audience just wanted what... Yeah, so I got to see one of the endings twice, but...
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty fantastic. It is definitely something that is made with children in mind.
Sure, sure.
So if you're looking for those high-class... strong intellectual and or overly ribald jokes, you're not going to get that there.
Yeah. But
it's cute, it's fun. There's some slapstick. There's one of the endings had KT fighting herself because she plays two different characters that hate each other.
Okay.
So in that ending, the two characters fight. And, like, at one point, she's gnawing on her own leg, just, like, rolling around on the ground, beating herself up and taking hits from her imaginary her. Mm. It was really good. That was really fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cute.
I bumped into KT on Sunday, I want to say. Yeah, Sunday afternoon. And I didn't, like, for some reason, I was like, KT looks very different. There's something, like, super different about KT. And I was like, oh, KT has their hair down. And then...
And is clean.
Yes. Well, that was the thing. Was yeah, no, no, no. our friend Riga leaned over and was like, also, clean. And I was like, yes! Yeah. That's what it is. No mud beard and like smears all
over.
Yeah,
whenever I see a picture of her on Facebook, I'm always like, oh yeah.
Yeah, she cleans up real good.
Very, very good. Yeah. Like most of us, honestly.
Not
like when we want to clean up.
I'm one of the few people that I think looks less put together when I'm not on street. Like, because I spend like an hour and a half in the morning, like working on outfit, hair, makeup, everything, trying to get that idealized, fantastical character image. Yep. And every other day I'm like,
throw a shirt on.
Yeah.
Smell it to make sure it doesn't smell too bad.
I mean, usually.
Well, like college wash, you put it in a pile until whatever was making it smell has died of old age, and then you put it back on.
Well, by the time it gets to the bottom of the pile, it smells been squeezed out.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, I'm not that bad. But, like, you know, I shower and I wear clean clothes.
Oh, la-dee-da.
Mostly clean clothes. I will recycle a pair of jeans if they haven't gotten too bad.
College clothing is like compost. By the time it gets to the bottom, it's ready to be used.
Yeah. And it's actually like warm, like it's fresh from the dryer. Yes.
It's back in its usable state again.
I just showered with it on and then went about my business.
To be fair, that's still better than some people, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shower, folks. Shower.
It's okay. Yeah.
Fringe was excellent. I didn't get to do as many, like, after-show hangouts.
I did a couple, but I didn't get to do as much either.
Yeah.
But, and I honestly, I didn't get to see as many Fringe shows as I wanted to either. Like, I was busy with things and then busy with more things. And then there were some other things that I was busy with. And they were all highly important. And Fringe, sadly, had to kind of take a little bit of a backseat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the choice is Fringe or having a place.
Having a place to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an important one. Oh, I was going to go see shows, but I guess I'm going to go stare at a house I'm not going to get to rent.
Hmm.
Awesome. But I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have a place to live.
Yay.
Which is great, because I have to be out of my place at the end of the month. And I was really fucking nervous about not having somewhere to live in a couple weeks.
Yay.
But I have one.
Yay.
Yay. And you're going to say something about something not on that topic, aren't you?
No, I want to go back to a previous topic because I want to hear about poo.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Fringe is over. I didn't get the chance to see it.
No, fair.
Tell me what it is.
Okay, so noir murder
mystery. Literally all I know is that.
It starts with me, I'm dead. Pooh has been killed. Christopher Robin is the detective. He's trying to question the suspects.
Curtain up, you're already dead.
Yes.
So you're in a flashback situation.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm constantly incorporated into scenes where Christopher Robin, Detective Robin, is interviewing people.
Okay.
And you're seeing their memories play out.
Okay.
Which I think was handled super well by the director. Because like the character will step out of the interview and into a new light.
Lighting change.
And at one point, probably one of my most favorite scenes, possibly because I had no dialogue to remember, was someone was just suggesting different ways that Pooh could have been murdered, different people that could have murdered Pooh, just over and over. Like,
so you
what
just
about
died
this person?
Over and over and over?
No, again? I'm standing next to the bar, and Tigger, who is the bouncer, slowly takes a violin case out from under the bar. You see Rabbit like lift a bottle over his head like he's gonna club me from behind. Owl smashes me into the piano until I'm dead. I get poisoned by Eeyore. And just like die over and over again. It was fantastic. But
that sounds delightful.
My favorite of those was probably Eeyore poisoning me, because she just very sweetly hands me a glass, and then I glug some of it down, hand it back to her, and then just like expire into the curtains, and like fall dead through the opening in the curtains, and then you just see my feet like whoop underneath the curtain. Yeah. One of the things that amazed me most is that we had more than an hour's worth of dialogue. When we first timed it out full, we were at like an hour and 20 minutes. And wow. We didn't cut very much out of that. We just hit the dialogue super hard. So it has that same noir, like, quick
patter, yeah.
Back and forth. He's going to get someone killed. Well, did he get someone killed? No, of course not. This is, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It was fucking...
rapid fire.
Great, yeah. We had some really fucking great audiences, and they found a lot of the very tucked away jokes. Like, there are the jokes you expect everyone to get, but mm-hmm. then there are some very subtle jokes. And then some character choices, like Piglet being fascinated with reading about murders.
Hmm.
That because she's like, oh, I've been reading all about the Lindbergh baby. Fucking, yeah. Really good. And I just was stupendously pleased to be up there with everybody. Everybody did a fucking phenomenal job of portraying their sort of anthropomorphized Winnie the Pooh character. But I have to say, one of my most favorite things is there's a murdered heffalump in one of the scenes, just laying on the stage, and there's some interaction about it, and then the heffalump gets dragged off stage. And then I would always come backstage, and I would see McKaylee, who played Piglet, like, petting and cradling the little heffalump. She's like, poor little heffalump. It's so cute. And like, their tragic relationship was backstage only. But it was so
awesome.
Fucking adorable. We were constantly dancing backstage because there's a lot of music in the show.
Mm-hmm.
We would just...
Is it a musical or...
No. Because Owl plays the piano.
Okay.
And so, in some cases, Owl would answer questions by playing a quick musical sting.
I see.
Or would talk along with some
things. So, noodling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Discussing somebody's possible possibly being a traitor or something like that. He's playing the aria from Carmen. And so at that point, like, two of us backstage would very regularly like tango together.
Now, was Nathan actually playing, or was it...
In this case, it was Ian. Ian was Owl. Nathan was... Ian was miming it on a keyboard. We had music done by the inimitable Joe Ye.
Okay, so Joe was actually playing it.
No.
Though.
It was pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded,
Okay.
But he had learned to play along and mimic.
Right.
And he did a really good job of mimicking. Like, mm-hmm. as a pianist, like, it took me a minute to be like, no, that's not quite right.
Yeah.
Like I had him, like, I started off being like, okay, I know he's not playing.
But is he? Mm-hmm.
But is he? Like, because I knew going into it that there was canned music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, but is he? No, he's just doing a pretty damn good job of faking it. So, yeah.
Good.
Right. Yeah.
I have been chomping at the bit to hear more about this show since it opened. And now that it's finally closed, I can hear it. Like, I want to know.
Just in case it does get remounted, I won't say who the killer is.
I wasn't going to ask.
Yeah.
But all the characterizations.
A lot of people say that they had all of these clues, but that anyone could have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And should have. Like, Pooh needed... The one thing that people consistently agree on is that Pooh needed to be murdered.
Yep.
Fucker had to die.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the characterizations in that play were fantastic. Like, not a lot of costuming actually specifically said this is who this is. Like, nobody was... Eeyore was not dressed up in a fucking Eeyore costume. It was
with a tail hanging off.
Well, there was a tail for Eeyore, but that's I think that's the only.
It was like a ribbon hanging off of the dress, like a belt.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah, like, and it was very tail. Cool. It was very tail.
Fair enough.
But that's like the only thing that was like very specifically like that. Otherwise, she was in like a lounge singer dress. Eeyore was a chick. And she was in this lounge singer dress thing, and Piglet was just adorable. McKaylee in a little pink dress. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody had things that, but it was the plane of the character.
Mm-hmm.
That told you exactly who was who.
Yeah.
Like,
instead of having him walk on the stage and go, "Hi, Piglet."
Yeah, no. Like, you just knew.
Right, okay.
You saw them portraying it, and you're like, that person is that person. That's, cool. Right. So yeah, it was pretty good.
All right, awesome. I do apologize for derailing your looking for a house thing, but I really wanted to touch that before we left Fringe forever.
Yeah.
So,
touching stuff.
Yeah, so we got a house.
Yeah.
Cool.
Place to live.
Yeah.
What time is it?
I don't know. 8:35.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should we take a break?
Yeah, I think we should take a break.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Yeah?
Should we do
Are you saving your Picross?
Yeah.
What is your picture of?
It's the... Well, yeah. Now I've already closed it, but...
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Aww.
James.
I'm Jenna.
I'm, I just
saw
you,
like... Are you
giggling
at my background?
I am, because you swiped, and the app just went boop, and just revealed the picture behind it.
The picture on my cell phone wallpaper is, of course, my daughter. during her senior picture shoot with Soledad, mm-hmm. Who I highly recommend. She's also incredible. That. But... Yeah, we were at, my brain has spaced on the name of the theater, the really big one, starts with an O.
Orpheum. Ordway.
It was Orpheum, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one in St. Paul or the one in Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
Orpheum.
See, Orpheum. I'm not crazy. Okay. Yep. Just one too many hits to the head. So anyway... Mm. So we did.
I get those two confused all the time.
Well, we did senior pictures there because Jess is huge in the theater, and
what?
Number one surprise. But you know, Jess was like, "I don't have any ideas. I don't know what I want to do." And Soledad was like, "Well, you know, what are you into? Kind of things like that." Like that, and she's like, "We could go take pictures of the Orpheum." And she was like, "Yes." So anyway, the picture on my wallpaper is they have these giant pillars, which I believe are. Wait.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, let
I
me...
just
let me,
realized.
Yeah, real quick.
Glug. Giant picture pillars?
Giant, like, granite-type pillars that I think have, like, names of sponsors and donors and things like that on it. Maybe it's in memorandum stuff. I don't... I didn't pay attention. But I was like, Jessa, you should peek up from behind one of those. And she did. And I got a picture on my camera phone... And Soledad also got a picture, but the picture that I have on my phone is the one that I took. And she's just peeking out from behind, and she's just
how
she's being adorable.
get into a theater like that for senior pictures?
The theater, like all the lobby spaces and stuff, are open.
Oh, just in the lobby. Okay. Yeah.
They're open to the public, but that includes like the Never Ending Bridge and all of those other great spaces.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, like it's all.
I figured they lock those doors.
Nope, they only really look for tickets when you're going into one of the theaters. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is open. There's a restaurant on the top of the building. There's they've got all sorts of places that are just
get some.
Just go take a peek. Yeah,
sword swallowing pics in
there. Oh wow! There yeah. No, but it was amusing because she's leaning out, and like the direction that she's leaning was opposite the direction that you swiped the app to dismiss it. So it was just like opening a door, and there's Jessa, like.
Yes. Surprise! Now good. I get to think of that every time I swipe.
Every time you open a door in your new place.
God opens a Jessa? What? I'm really confused as to where that phrasing's going.
No. When I open, when my friend hears me walking up the stairs in our house, I'm at our house and going up the stairs, that kind of stuff. I'm not a quiet person. Occasionally, he'll just like stand directly where the door will open, but very slightly off, so that I open the door and he's right there.
Yes.
But the problem is, neither of us is especially stealthy. So my plan is that next time he does it, instead of being startled by this, I'm going to try to pull a face immediately before he opens the door so that he is surprised.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it. All right. I like it. I'm in. What are we drinking?
We are drinking La Murée Lambic-style cider.
Oh.
Two-town cider house, again.
Okay.
Muir?
You're a Murée.
La Mure.
La Mure.
There's a little up arrow above the U, which
La Mure.
La Mure.
La Mure.
No, those are the apostrophe type things. I don't remember. A little carrot.
La Mure.
It's a U carrot. It's a carrot for your U.
I always use that. I use two of those with a little underscore as my, like, of course you should have known face, or like the, well, yeah, of course I did, you know? Uh-huh. So when people are like, oh, yeah, I did this and blah, 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 I said this, and I was like, of course you did.
Mm.
Like a little, mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is what we're drinking.
I use the squinty eyes.
Ah, that makes sense.
Of course you did. I'm a little more judgy with mine, I guess.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
It's not 100% my thing. I don't think it's the tartness.
Well, it's...
But
there's like a...
It's lambic, so it's sour.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what's bugging me.
It's got a, like a... Like a kind of an explosion to it.
I'm totally digging it.
Mm.
Sweet.
Mm.
Yeah.
Almost like a red wine.
Mm. No.
No, it's...
You're just wrong.
All right.
It's like a lambic.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Chutney.
It honestly, it sounds silly, but that is the flavor.
Yeah.
Lambic has... a lot of people are like, Jenna, you're going to love this because it's a lambic. I'm like, no, actually, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, but there's no hops. And I'm like, and that's sweet, but they make up for it in other ways. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. It's also, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? getting ready for Fest. Schedule figured out and stage figured out and special events figured out and just all of that nonsense figured out and getting my new stunt performance ready.
Yeah. That's only done by 2 people out of 7 billion.
Actively,
okay.
There are more people who have done it.
Okay.
But as far as I can tell, and I have asked around in sideshow communities, there's only one other person actively performing it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing, which I'm excited to debut. Other than that, yeah, it's just been a lot of stress and...
Question. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to tell people what your new trick is, but have you thought about how... Stunt, sorry. Have you thought about how that's going to affect you during a hot day at Fest?
It's actually going to be good for...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. Huh. All right, then. Like, because I don't know if a hit to your stomach in that way... I love tiptoeing around to this.
I suppose. It'll be...
Now people are like, what is he doing in his stomach?
As long as it's not super cold, I don't think it should be a problem. But otherwise, it'll probably be beneficial.
Like, shock your system or anything that. Any more than putting swords in your mouth already does.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to announce Salsa's doing a Gallagher show, and he's the watermelon.
Can I be Gallagher?
You're always Gallagher.
That's fair. that's accurate.
That is our relationship in a nutshell. You are Gallagher, and I am the watermelon.
Cuckoo, ka-choo? What?
So, yeah, if you want to see this new stunt, you're going to have to come to either...
I killed James.
Yep. You're going to have to come to either the Pig and Swig, or the Wine Tasting, or the Feast of Fantasy.
Ooh, I'll be at the Feast
Because that's
of
the
Fantasy.
Only place I'm going to be doing that.
Doing what?
Oh, the same thing I do every year.
Trying to take over the world.
Yep. Basically, that's it.
Yes.
But I'm going to be returning home, you guys.
Aww.
I'm going to be back in Cartwheel Cove.
Mm.
Back on the stage with my Fondazzie and Merry Men peeps.
Oh.
I'm going to be on the stage. Same stage as my wife again.
Yay!
Which means I will see my wife and kids during the day.
Is that accurate? How many shows are you doing during the day?
I will be doing 3 shows on that stage, mm-hmm. and then I will be doing those 3 special events.
Okay.
So he will see
And then every once in a while hanging out with the Sigourney crew.
Of course.
Excellent.
Of course.
Have you figured out an actual schedule for when you'll be able to hang out with us?
I have my schedule. I will be... My first show of the day is at noon.
Okay.
I have on the Cartwheel stage or the Sherwood stage.
I think Sherwood is what I've heard now.
I've heard both.
Somebody said there was an actual sign that said Sherwood.
That's what I heard as well, but then Robin Hood said that he didn't see it. And so, fuck all knows. But I heard Sherwood as well.
I still like the stage formerly known as...
Yeah.
Now it's just a symbol.
Yeah.
The wheel symbol. I'm really happy with that. I'm pleased with that way more than I should be.
But I wrote down on my sign for Facebook, I wrote down Sherwood stage. So we'll go with that.
Sure.
But Wood. I will be noon...
Damn it.
On the Sherwood stage. And then I will be at 1 o'clock at the Pig and Swig.
Even though you're not sheriff, it'll be named that.
Nope, that was too much. That was too far, James.
A fucking joke too far. I see how this shit is.
That was too much of a reach is the problem. Like,
was it?
Yes.
Okay, but legitimate question.
Was it?
So, Pig and Swig.
o'clock Sherwood stage, 1 o'clock Pig and Swig, 1:30 Sherwood stage, 2:15 wine tasting, off the vine wine tasting.
Jesus, man.
3 o'clock to 4 o'clock in that area on Sunday, I will be Feast of Fantasying. Then I will have a 4 o'clock on Sherwood stage, and that will be my day.
Ah.
I see at least 2 to 3 possibilities, up to 5 if you really wanted them.
Between
depending on how
things.
Hard you want to push yourself.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The answer is too far.
Yeah. Probably. On a scale of 1 to salsa. Yeah.
So yeah, there will be time for me to hang out with Sigourney. There will be time for me to be at Sherwood stage with my wife and kids and actually parent my kids.
That's weird.
I know. My wife is so
happy. Teach them how to correctly eat hot dogs.
And I feel bad about it, but last year 90% of the parenting fell on her.
Yeah.
Just because they have a backstage area. I was always running around. My schedule was insane. Mm-hmm. And I never got over there except for, like, I would go over there and grab, like, a drink for lunch and see them for 10 minutes, and that was it. Like, mm-hmm. it was, and I was making up for it by being the one to get them, you know, at the end of the day, get them dressed, you know, and watch them. So Raiderly had a chance to go and hang out with friends in the campground. But both of us were not happy with the situation.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. now I will be able to be at the stage as well, and we will both be able to co-parent. Which is great.
So. I don't know if you remember this, but your children scarred me. Like, the first time that I hung out backstage
Also on that stage.
What did they do?
There were hot dogs. Everybody was eating hot dogs, and I saw one of Salsa's tiny children pick up a hot dog, like, one end in both hands, and eat it from the top, like corn on the cob.
Yes. That's delightful.
And it broke my mind. I couldn't deal with it.
And that's why kids are good at improv.
That too.
They don't know how things are supposed to go, so they just naturally do things.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I hear you have other things happening with your show, possibly in the hanging out area, the promoting area. I don't know if that's a thing that you're.
Oh, my merchandise?
Yes.
Yes, I will have merchandise out there.
Yes.
Well, but by out there, what I mean is I will be promoting my merchandise out there. Mm-hmm. You will not actually be able to purchase actual physical things from mm-hmm. me out at Fest, because if you do sell actual physical things, then Festival decides that they want some of that money.
Right.
And fuck that.
Yeah.
But I will have some sample merchandise out there, and then a sign that will tell you how to go to my website to buy it yourself, and then you don't have to carry anything home for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can just order it online from your phone.
It's really the best of both worlds.
Yeah,
Salsa gets all of his profits,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to cart shit around.
And by profits, you mean like $2 an item. Like, my profit margin is really small.
So Salsa doesn't have to pay the festival to be able to sell merchandise, and you don't have to cart anything around.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, a week later, you get a present to yourself, just delivered to your mail, like coffee. It's great.
So fucking excited for the thing I ordered.
Oh, yeah, you should be.
Yeah. This is one of your new products.
Yes.
New. Well, it's available now, I assume, mm-hmm. so we can talk about it now.
Sure. I was going to make the official announcement once it got a little cooler, but you can get sponge fleas hoodies now.
Yes.
Before it was just the French terry mm-hmm. cloth.
Which is great, but it's for like a 70 degrees day.
Later September.
Cloudy day. Yeah.
Yeah, the sponge fleas, though, that for those deep winters.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to start pushing that really heavy before Rogues and Ruffians, which, by the way, I signed my contract for Rogues and Ruffians just
yay!
Segway.
So that's locked in now officially. So
very cool.
Yep, I'm going to be busy.
Fucking awesome.
I'm negotiating something for the first weekend of October right now.
Wow.
So
you're not coming to my birthday party?
I'm going to be getting paid to stay at a casino and do shows at a casino, so no.
You know how some people coming to your birthday party is their present? Salsa not coming to your birthday party is your birthday present.
That's fair. I accept all of this.
No, I might get hired to do some shows at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, nice. Shit. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's a hot damn right there.
That's the fucking big time.
Yeah, so sorry if I'm going to miss your party.
God. It's all right. I've decided to spread it over the course of two weekends, so.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be staying in a suite at a newly remodeled casino hotel.
Son of a bitch.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we did, Salsa was a part of this. We had Sigane rehearsal over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how everything just comes together.
Mm.
Like, because we had not because everybody has such ridiculous schedules, there were sometimes I'd go and I'd rehearse and one person would be there, and then like the next time two different people would be there, and we're all like, we're doing this thing, right? Mm. I don't know. I think that's what they did last time. I don't, whatever. So like, and then I missed a few rehearsals, mm-hmm. and those people that were all there. So like, it's like rehearsal by telephone. And yet,
well, and there's a major change too. In the instrumental department.
Oh yeah, we have actual music and not just boom bitty boom.
Oh
yeah, and they're real fucking good too.
Is one bringing a melodica? Are you going to play the Jurassic Park theme?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we could play the Jurassic Park theme. That could happen.
We should probably do that now.
And just have all the dancers pretend to be dinosaurs.
Yes.
I love how we just glance at each other significantly.
You're like, yep, this is happening. No, well, Salsa, you want to talk about the musicians?
We have a guitarist and a fiddler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then Gwen is also playing her clarinet.
Mm-hmm. Gwen has a clarinet. She also has the bells.
Yes.
Which are so cool in that one song.
Yeah. God damn, yeah.
And so, yeah, it's instead of just a, like she was saying, instead of just a boom ticket going on, there's actual, like, music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on. So that'll be exciting. Yeah.
It's a thing, like, when I was hired on as, like, an actual musician. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have music, and sometimes we just have the boom-to-boom. Boom-to-boom-boom. Mm-hmm. But there is something about having music in that hall that just, like, fills the space.
Mm-hmm.
And just makes it all, like, bigger and more complete, you know?
I am super fucking looking forward to this.
Yeah.
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 So, we had rehearsal and it all just started to come together. It's like, well, shit, here we all are. Let's do this thing. And then we did it.
Mm.
It was great. And I got to set up the Sigourney dressing room too. So, so that was nice. My tubs. Somebody carried them up for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I meant to carry more up, and then like people were carrying things up, and then they were up. So Salsa did most of that actually. But when I prepped for the Sigourney dressing room, we're talking like five tubs of costumes, props, drums.
Yeah.
I have five drums in that goddamn dressing room. I am one person, but I have five drums up in that goddamn dressing room.
You need every one of them.
Four is too few, six is too many. Yeah.
No, six is good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's bonus.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
Yeah.
I also have all of the green space.
Yeah, we figured out, like, Salsa probably has the most green spaces out of anybody at Fest.
Huh.
Like, actual green space. Not just places he can go, but, like,
dedicated
green space.
So, before I was moved to Sherwood stage, I had already arranged to have a green room. It was all figured out, it was finalized, I was good, you know, I had the combination of the lock, everything. This was going to be my green room.
Sure.
Not just mine, but shared space, but that was where I was going to have my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also part of Sigourney.
Uh-huh.
So, technically, the Sigourney green room is a space I can use.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I got moved to Sherwood stage, so that backstage is now also my green room.
Yep.
Uh-huh. I
Salsa like... just went out there and licked everything.
Yeah, apparently.
He licked all the green space. So, yeah.
Not to mention I'd still be welcome backstage, or behind Levine's shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could just go anywhere and just, this is mine.
I want to hang out with people there this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Can I talk about the guest that I had? This
sure last fine.
I mean, the problem is that I love your guest and I want to hear all about your guest, but I mean, it's going to be you talking, so
that is a problem.
Can you talk about it, Jenna?
I mean, I only ran into her a couple times. Okay. And they were delightful, wonderful times. All happenstance. Like, she had times planned here where You know, I'm just like, you can meet me here and you can meet me here. And I'm like, I have a show or I have to do this thing or I have campground shit or I have whatever. But I'll try to make it. And of course, I didn't make any of those pre-planned ones, but I accidentally ran into her twice. So
I feel like we have dropped so many hints at this point that it would be cruel to leave the listeners hanging. So sure. What else have you been up to?
I learned how to play an accordion over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I learned the very basics of an accordion. I was hanging out with my gentleman friend who plays accordion.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
And I was like, he was like, yeah, I should practice my accordion more. Like, I haven't really touched it much recently. And I was like, I want to play an you have an accordion that I can... And so, yeah, he kind of walked me through the basics. And by the end of it, I could play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh.
Awkwardly. But that's all you need. As well does. Now I play the accordion.
Can
three notes is three notes.
Yeah. Huh? I was going to say, the nice thing about it, if you learn...
It's four notes, actually.
You're right. Yeah. There is that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, yeah.
I used to know how to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star on the recorder, but I just could not get the hang of Baa Baa Black Sheep or...
Alphabet Song.
It's tough.
Alphabet Song is real hard.
Couldn't do that either. Mm-hmm.
It's that do 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 that's really hard. Yeah.
As opposed to the do 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 do.
Dun 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 da da dun. Dun 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 da da dun.
Yeah, it's dun 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 da da dun dun. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Oh, 80s work.
We'll get you 80s work.
Oh God. So what else have you been up to, Salsa?
Yeah.
Come on, it's your turn. Your turn to stall.
Hold on, let me pull out my phone and look and see if I got. No, I. Voted.
I voted.
I voted.
I also voted.
Yay! We did our civic duty.
We did.
civic.
Today was the Minnesota primaries.
Like a hatchback.
Results are already rolling in.
Jessa voted today. For the first time.
That's fucking awesome.
Because she's 18 now. Yeah. I got to go vote with my daughter.
I'm sure she was super proud.
Well, growing up, I always brought her with. Hmm. And, like, I explained the system and whatever. I'm like, no, you are going to learn that this is a thing. Like, this is just happening. And so, like, they're like, these are, you know, you can't vote if all of this. And she's like, yeah, I know. Just fucking give me my goddamn thing. Yeah. I want to go vote. Like, yeah. But, yeah.
It's their job. They got to say it.
Yeah, I don't and she them. Did she did some research and we talked about different people together and I honestly don't know if she voted the same way I did. I know on one very specific thing she and I voted the same. We were both like, yeah, no, that's just important.
Yep.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Voted.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I have a lovely rubber orangutan.
Yeah, you do.
You know who gave me this orangutan?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Salsa, do you know?
The wind?
No.
In the Although, name of the wind?
She can
name
be as wind. Powerful mm-hmm. as the wind.
That's what they call the wind.
Mm.
That's accurate.
It is. It is.
God damn it.
Musical theater, bitches.
A delightful friend of mine by the name of Mariah gave me this rubber orangutan.
It's wonderful.
I saw her recently.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. She was like in from out of town. I ran into her awkwardly a couple of times. Like she had all of these plans for like times where people could meet up with her.
Oh,
but,
do tell.
But yeah, I just couldn't make it because I had all this other stuff going on.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But yeah, no, like I got to run into her like at Fringe twice, which is awesome.
Story checks out, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope she's not stuck in a hotel or something stupid.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I heard she was hanging out with someone.
Yeah. So who was your friend that was in from out of town?
Bob Stevenson. Hanson. Svensson. Jorgen. Mariah. Yeah. So,
the wind.
Yeah, right. The wind. So Mariah was visiting everybody from out of town, decided to drop in. I gave her a place to stay, and she paid us back with cider and hangouts And we went and saw Fringe shows together. And we were late to one and bumped into someone that we knew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In this town? It's a really big town. Such a
weird thing. Yeah. No, this Jenna Young.
Oh, she sounds like a bitch.
I've heard her daughter's talented.
Oh, God.
That's
her daughter's incredible. Don't get me wrong.
So, yeah, there's that. And, yeah.
Is that of the Zoller clan?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, the
Pennsylvania Zollers?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Apparently, some of them have moved to Ohio now. I'm not okay with any of this. Fucking, cousins.
I saw Atomic Blonde for the first time this weekend.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, Mariah? Either.
That, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good call.
No, speaking of 80s jokes, we'll get you 80s work. This is a movie about... It's like a spy action thriller set in walled up Berlin.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
And it's fucking visually and intellectually amazing.
Jess had told me that I absolutely have to see this.
Oh, 100%.
And I have not yet, and I feel awful about it.
You have to.
Yeah. No, everybody says so.
Having seen it, I am going to get a copy, and then I will watch it with you.
Okay.
I'm going to... My phone's out in my car. So if you...
Haha, I'm not going to remind you.
Fuck!
You're just going to have to remember this one, asshole.
I'll remember when I listen to this episode. Yes! Okay, so Salsa just quietly deletes this part of the fucking episode. Fucking, you animal. I wholeheartedly endorse watching it. It's very cool. And I love spy movies and 1980s aesthetic, so it's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was like, thanks for letting me hang out over here and play with the dogs, because she's very enthusiastic about pets. So the dogs were just like, person, wham! And she's just like laughing and rolling them around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so delightful.
But she was like, here is this movie I have. Yeah, it was good.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. And, no, it was really great to see her. She is so delightful, and I'm empowering, I think is the word that I want to use. She's super empowering.
Yeah.
And I love that about her.
She's like a battery.
I wouldn't say charging. She doesn't necessarily charge, but she empowers. It's different.
Like a capacitor.
More like that, yeah.
All right. Good.
Sure. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I've been up to. It's fucking. We went to the MIA. It had been quite a while since I had been back there.
Oh, God, yeah.
And got to see, they have a new Victorian room.
Okay.
That is completely internal to the building. And so they light it as if it's going through different stages of the day. So if you sit there for, I want to say like 20, 30 minutes, you'll see an entire day. The fire will light and the candles will light.
God damn, yeah.
And you'll hear the occupants having dinner and people walking back and forth and talking about things. And, it's a fucking gorgeous exhibit. And it reminds me of one of my favorite art pieces that's at the Weissman, which is a hall of different apartment doors. And as you get close to them, you can hear the occupants inside. That kind of thing I find fucking fascinating. I love installations like that. So, yeah. Nice. That is what I've been up to.
That's super cool. Salsa, anything else?
I really don't have much else to report I can think of.
You know, if you have a full schedule, there's a good way to keep up with it.
I don't understand.
If you don't understand something, there's a good way to keep up with it.
There's an app for that?
If you don't have an app for that, there's a good way to keep up with it.
By getting an app for that?
By getting a something.
By getting a nap for that?
Yes.
What if you don't have time for a nap? Like, you just need to keep moving.
Yeah, but then, you want to feel well-rested.
Then you need an app for that.
And what app would you recommend? We're getting, like, the most childlike salsa.
Oh, my God.
Look.
He doesn't get it.
He's searching his brain.
He's not there yet.
His eyes are knocking back and forth like he's watching ping pong.
Now he's going in an REM state. This is weird. God.
Okay, so last week,
yeah,
ESPN2 became the Ocho.
Yes! Oh, what? Fuck, I love it so much!
What happened?
Okay, so this goes back to a movie called Dodgeball.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I vaguely remember it.
Okay. Dodgeball is televised on the fictitious channel ESPN8, the Ocho. Okay?
Okay, following? Yeah.
So, once a year or thereabouts, ESPN2, for one day, becomes the Ocho.
Oh my god.
And they show all the weird, stupid sports.
Mm.
That is so delightful.
So they professional cornholing.
Oh, yeah.
The IJA juggling competitions.
Mm.
And one of the games they had was professional headball ping pong.
Headball ping pong?
It was a ball.
Is that what I think it is?
It was a ball, as big as a soccer ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing ping pong. But they could only hit the ball with their head.
Oh my god!
So they were.
That is everything so that they I thought were, that you were saying.
They were headering it,
yeah,
back and forth.
Is this what? And
oh and they were.
Is the regular sized table or is it?
Yeah, it's like a regular sized ping pong table.
What?
It's a regular sized ping pong table.
This is the best thing that ever happened to me ever.
Headering the ball.
They're just headbutting.
Headbutting the ball back and forth, playing ping pong. And they're actually really good.
I can't
That's
even.
That's terrifying.
I don't.
Like, they were, at one point, to play the short game, the guy actually, jumped on top of the ping pong table. And he was, kneeling on the ping pong table, right up at the net. So as soon as the other guy returned, he was just bam, bam, bam.
Oh, my God.
Spiking it and shit like that. It was like, what is going on here?
That sounds incredible.
It was amazing.
That sounds like the most fucking metal thing.
Right?
Weirdly.
What was there a guitar playing in the background? Like,
no, it was like old show announcers.
I'm going to take that clip and I'm going to put in the background.
Yeah. And they also had kabaddi.
Kabaddi?
Kabaddi.
Oh, God.
I don't
know what a kabaddi is.
The most amazing blend of tag and tackle football and it's amazing.
Okay.
So kabaddi is a game that is played in, Middle Eastern areas, like India and the Middle East. And kabaddi is a game wherein it's like tag.
Sure.
So you've got two teams, okay, in this field. And what it is one at a time, one player will cross the center line.
Yeah.
Tag as many of his opponents as he can.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to get back to his side of the line without the opposing team tackling him and preventing him from crossing the line.
Oh shit.
I don't even huh. Okay. No. Yes. No.
So it's this weird tag Red Rover
rugby
thing. Yeah. So you've got blue team and yellow team, okay?
Yeah.
So yellow team, one player will go to the blue team side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go over there and we'll, so the other team is just poised. And what they'll do is they'll kind of go fake and cheat. And then they'll reach out and just touch somebody on the shoulder or something like that. And then book back to their line.
Yeah.
At which point everybody's trying to tackle him. Because if he crosses the center line, and by cross I mean just with a fingertip.
Yeah.
If just a fingertip touches the center line, everybody he has touched is out.
Oh, dang.
Mmm. Okay.
Whoa. So what the team has to do is instead tackle him.
Right.
And prevent him from being able to cross that line.
Sure. Is there like a knees touch rule, or is it like...
No, it's basically a... momentum has been stopped.
Gotcha.
Like so if... And that's the thing is, if you try to tackle too early, and you just get a foot or something, and they're able to just like fucking claw their way over.
Sure.
And just get a finger on the line, then you're out. And so there's this moment where the whole... one person from the other team and the other team are just like circling each other warily.
Just like, oh my God.
And they're just like, and then suddenly there'll be a touch, and just suddenly there'll be a tackle, and they're just like, ha ha, I touched the other line. And, and they can eliminate two or three people.
Sure.
Yeah, I've even seen matches where four people were eliminated in a single go.
I want to play this so badly.
And yeah, and so points are awarded based on that.
Like, I both want to play this,
but there's
very
a time
much,
limit,
and right. also want to play it badly.
There's a time limit. If the person that crosses the line doesn't touch anyone within a certain time limit,
yeah,
they have to back out, and the other team gets a point.
Ooh.
So they have it's a shot clock basically.
Uh huh.
And originally, the original game, now it's an actual shot clock, but the original game was, as soon as you crossed the line, you had to start saying kabaddi, 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 kabaddi. Mm. And you had to continue speaking that word. And you could not stop, because if you stopped to take a breath, your shot clock was done.
Mm. Oh.
So you had to get back over your line before you could take a breath.
Shit.
So you had to constantly being saying kabaddi, 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 kabaddi while you were trying to attack, you know.
So your capacity to hold air...
Your capacity to expel air while speaking was your shot clock.
Shit.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it's... And so if you... So if you eliminate...
Uh-huh.
If the other team eliminates some of your players... But then your team goes and eliminates some of their players, you get players back.
Oh.
So it's kind of, it's get the dodgeball thing going on there. So yeah, it's, kabaddi is amazing. Just go online and watch YouTube videos of kabaddi.
Yeah.
K-A-B-A-D-D-I.
Hmm.
And it's amazing. You will sit there and watch it and go, why the fuck do we not play this here?
We need to.
Because it's fucking amazing. It's so
sounds
fun.
Sounds ridiculous and incredible. And I'm in.
What I really want to see happen is the logical extension of this. At some point, I want to be at work and I want to be asked about joining a fantasy kabaddi league. Is the is my end game here. This is...
Yeah?
This is what I want. Yeah. All right. Oh, that's fantastic. So that was on the Ocho. And then after that day... The Ocho just ceases to exist for another year.
Yeah, then
year.
It just becomes ESPN 2. It's a Brigadoon thing.
Wow.
More musical theater.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you're going to be playing kabaddi, you're going to need a lot of energy.
Invite me.
If you're going to invite salsa to something, you're going to need a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yes. But you can't like use like sports performance enhancing stuff, really.
No, what you want is something that's natural, legal, and permitted by the rules.
Beer.
That's not as much an enhancer for your performance.
No dose.
It enhances my performance, baby.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
He only thinks it does.
Basically, he just passes out and Ritterly's happy. So I suppose, maybe.
Huh. He's learned how to pleasure a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's pass the fuck out and don't talk to her.
I know how to leave a woman pleased in bed by leaving her in bed.
Mm. Yeah. By going to the cupboard to fart.
Yep.
I would suggest coffee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry for burying the lead on that.
Yeah, no, I didn't understand what was
still
happening.
Still going with cocaine on this one, honestly.
Right, but if we had to recommend something for the listeners that they could
cocaine.
Legally procure.
Legal. So you go to your doctor.
No, I'm going to go with no-dose then.
Yeah? All right.
I mean, Nodos is great, don't get me wrong. It got me through many a college day, but it's not as tasty as coffee.
I like to dunk my Nodos in a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I actually believe that of you.
There was a time.
Picture you doing this.
For those days when your vision isn't jittery enough.
Yeah. God. For those days when gravity is a little too constant for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're going to get coffee, I wholly recommend that you get True Stone Coffee. You can go to TrueStoneCoffee.com.
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 TrueCoffeeStone.com.
No.
Like that, but in a different order.
Oh.
And when
CoffeeStoneTrue.com.
When you make your order,
HomestarRunner.com.
HomestarRunner.org. It's .com.
Nine.
You can... Flushy Posh Marshalades.
Bienvenuta, Ada.
Consummate V's. I said consummate. When you make your order, you can use the promo code...
Apropos.
Yes, but it's apropos Pos. Flavored.
Apropos flavored?
Yes.
That like sounds that. Gross, actually.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it like that.
Apropos flavored.
No, not since the Dolphin Safe Tuna Act.
Oh, okay. Right,
no. So you can do that to get 10% off your order, and then it will be shipped directly to your door by wonderful people.
Directly, it will be directed in the right direction.
Correct.
Yes.
So,
accurate.
That happened.
It did.
Yay.
Should we take a break?
Are we going to take a break? We can take a break.
I mean, we just did the post-break commercial, which is why I was confused that you were doing it.
It was hilarious watching your confused face.
I'm not going to lie. Whenever.
It did seem like a good time for a segue, but I was just like...
I figured that's what you were doing, but I was like, but it's not... Why are you doing it's that now? Time.
You know what? We can mix it up a little bit. We can go a little different sometimes.
I didn't get the memo.
I also didn't get the memo, clearly.
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Look, I'm a really good improviser. Just give me the script, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's the thing. This Fringe, I had to do improv.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did too, by mistake.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, the thing was, like, I had all of my lines memorized. Everything was absolutely in my head. I had run through.
Had being the operative.
Yes. I get out on stage, I deliver half of my first line for the scene. And I'm like, oh, shit, I don't remember the other half of this
first
line.
Show?
And I, no, fifth.
Oh,
the last show. Jeez. I get out there and I'm like, why now? Why? I've done that. I know. I know what line this is supposed to be.
Right.
And I just don't. And I'm looking to the other person in the scene, and she's like, I can't. There's not. She was scrambling for something to say to recover, and I was also like, I remember it needs to have
some kind of thing. No, I didn't see the last show.
And a line came out. And then it was it was okay. But I remembered all of the rest of my lines for the rest of the show, so good. But no, it was just one of those moments where you get out on stage and for a moment you just get like stage light blinded and you...
Yeah, like those moments happen. Yep. I don't care how long you've done theater, they will happen from time to time. That's just straight up a thing. So
yeah. That happened to me during the Scottish play.
But Macbeth?
Right.
Okay.
But Macbeth's a chicken.
Macbeth's a turkey.
Oh. Macbeth's a haggis. So
I would watch that.
All right, I would eat that. And then, like, afterward, they can have, like, a Robbie Burns dinner.
Oh, there we go.
With the star of the show. So, that. It was immediately after someone did something that was really funny off stage, but, yeah. Just walked off, like, walked out on stage, and I was like, huh, this seems like the kind of time that somebody should have a line. Oh, fuck, it's me.
Yep.
Well, Okay. It's Shakespeare, so this is very tightly regulated. Fuck. Yeah, no, and then one of my co-stars was like, for certain, sir, I do not know if Donald Bain be with his brother. Oh, that's the line. Fuck. Who knows if Donald Bain be with his brother?
That's... Well,
shit.
Is Macbeth there, though?
No.
Okay.
No, Macbeth was Haggis.
Ah.
Yeah. Not actually.
A shrubbery.
Another little shrubbery, but with a path.
A path, a little path.
So... Should we just transition? I'm fucking fine with that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Dr. Nick.
Hey, Salsa.
How about some shout-outs?
Yeah.
Yay, shout-outs.
Let's do that.
Yes, let's do that.
As we all stare awkwardly at each other.
Because none of us...
I have nothing to be thankful for.
I would like to say thank you to Crickets filling that time just now.
Nice.
Would like to give a thank you to a specific person.
Gross.
Seriously?
It's Jenna.
What?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, Salsa, honey. I'm real sorry.
Oh. No. Is this because of the thing, or the other thing?
The first two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Did she spit on it, at least?
I probably did, actually.
It's because of Jenna that I am a part of Sigony.
Yeah.
Officially.
Oh.
In a non...
You're
active capacity, but mm-hmm. I'm still technically part of the group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also because of Jenna that I have a merch cart.
Yep. That's
fucking awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm really happy about that.
No, it's going to be pretty
scary. Staring at that cart. This cart is something that I found backstage in a place that nobody ever goes, and it's been sitting there for the past 6 years, untouched.
I had to wash a lot of dirt out of it.
I believe you. I was like, nobody's using this damn thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. No, I'm very glad that cart found a home, because for the past 6 years, it's been very sad and lonely.
No, Jenna, we were hanging out backstage having a cigarette, and Jenna pointed it out and was like, this has been here for at least 5 years. You know, this little cart. And I looked at her and I went, do you mean my new merch cart? As a total joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly became not a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we function.
Yep.
Yep.
As a podcast.
So.
And as a people.
Yeah. We're always joking until it's fucking deadly serious.
Die laughing.
White male privilege dancing.
Oh. Yep. Yeah.
Thanks, Jenna.
I'm very, very glad that got a home. And that. I honestly was just thankful that you could join us last year.
Yeah.
When we needed you.
Oh.
But yeah.
It's a good group of people.
Yeah. It's a fantastic group of people. I love those people. Not only are they pretty, they're smart and talented and kind, too. It's weird. Some more so than others. I mean, now that you're in the group. See, I can't be serious about this. I'm trying.
No,
I'm really
until
trying.
Until you
be
are.
Like, well, you're welcome. Like, I'm bad at saying that. Yeah, and now I've just got to mock him. Like,
right.
Yeah. Anyway.
So. Yeah. I love that it's being sincerely grateful that is the mockable offense in this.
Right?
Oh, it's so awkward.
Yeah.
God.
I'm just grateful for shit. Get out.
God,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tell me you have a shout out, James.
Oh,
right
I do.
Now,
somebody,
right
somebody throw a pie.
I have a. Why not just eat it? The shout out that I have is for blacksmiths that do specialty pieces on YouTube videos.
Okay.
Those are fascinating to watch. It's amazing. Alex Steele is incredible. That's one of my favorite channels to watch. But also, like, Forged in Fire did the rose quartz sword out of steel and silver, and it's fucking amazing looking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they cut a bunch of shit with it.
And you're like, holy shit. Yes.
Yeah, yep. So that happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I love watching those kinds of things. And, like, Adam Savage has a One Day Builds YouTube that's fucking fascinating. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely encouraging to me as someone who wants to make things.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's super cool.
Yeah.
I have to give a shout-out to my new roommates.
Oh, cool.
Because we all just signed a lease today.
Yay!
And it's like, yes, I've been living with my daughter for the past 18 years, but never before has she put her name on a legal piece of paper saying she was a responsible adult in the house. So, yeah, she's now my roommate.
It's good to have at least one adult on the lease.
Yeah. No. Obviously the most mature out of the three of us. But, yeah. So Jessa and Bryn Berryhill.
Yeah.
And we're all going to live together. And one of us will probably be dead inside of a week. I'm is not sure me? Which one of us it is. Probably you. Because we all have very vastly different living styles. And this will be greatly entertaining.
Yeah.
As we try to figure out how to make things move forward and compromise on various items. I'm going to be doing a lot of compromising on.
It's going to be like Three's Company things. Plus The Odd Couple.
Oh, God. I need a laugh track. A laugh track will save everything.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
James, your job now is to come over and just laugh.
I mean, I feel like I do that anyway.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I'm super thankful, even though I'm talking about how one of us is going to end up dead by the end of the week. The two of them are wonderful, delightful people. And, like, as far as roommates go, I already know how Jessa lives. So, and she's a person I can live with.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds bad. Like, I can live with her. No, but actually share a place with. Yeah, right?
Which is a high compliment.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm very very thankful for the both of them. I'm sure we will annoy, but also kind to each other an awful lot throughout the next year.
Good.
Excellent.
That's fucking charming. Charming as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Cool. All right. Okay. Now that we've lifted ourselves up, let's bring ourselves back down.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm in.
Oh, shit.
With a fast five.
Fast five.
For those that do not know how this works, what it is you, that's right, you, the dear listener, sends us two emails. The first one contains five choices. We don't know what these choices mean. We only know what options we have, and we have to pick one. It is only after we have made all of our choices that we open up the second email to find out what all of it means. So, that's right. These ones come today from Mariah Lampkin.
Yay!
She bribed us with booze.
She did.
She got us booze. She got us fast fives.
I know. I'm pretty
sure. She got me a rubber orangutan.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Oh, goddamn.
Question number one.
Yes.
James or Jenna?
Jenna.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was, I don't even care what the context is.
Yeah, like, yeah. Who looks better belly dancing? Jenna.
Jenna.
Who's a better drummer?
Jenna.
Jenna. Who's a better vilifier?
Jenna.
Jenna.
Who's taller?
Jenna. Jenna. Yeah. Who owns this podcast?
Jenna. Jenna.
Yeah.
Like, who's better with a sword?
Who did Tim rear end? That's just...
Ah, oh, son of a bitch.
Question number two. Question number two.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Rubber orangutan.
Or what?
I don't care what the rest of it is.
Or circus peanuts.
Rubber orangutan.
Rubber orangutan for me.
I'm going to play awkwardly with its pointy nipples.
I took a picture of circus peanuts today.
Did you really?
I did. I was at the Bergens and I saw a bag of circus peanuts and I sent it to my friend and I was like, this is what temptation looks like. Shit.
Oh, can you imagine if you had brought circus peanuts?
Fuck.
For salsa? As, like, the antithesis gift against the rubber orangutan, though.
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah. Jenna gets rubber orangutan. Salsa gets circus peanuts.
Why do you rubber peanuts.
Hate me so much?
I don't.
I mean,
I'm going with rubber orangutans, personally.
Rubber orangutan is really good, but orangutan. I've loved circus peanuts my whole life.
I don't understand
life.
It, but...
I loved them my whole life.
No accounting for taste. Question number three. James...
Uh-oh. Or salsa. Salsa, James.
Wow.
If God. It's
pressure.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they are mimicking each other right now. Like they're showing the same. Oh God, now it's got to be James. Salsa just creeped the fuck right out of me.
That seems accurate. All right.
He started like doing sexy salsa, which is not.
Wait, no.
Sexy salsa is not.
The no. smolder.
No. Oh God. Gross. So yeah, James.
No, I don't smolder. I just char.
You molder?
Unless the context to that question is who creeps you out more when they're attempting to be sexy and failing, I'm going to say the answer is James.
All right.
Yeah. Question number four. Blood and thunder.
Ooh.
Or victory at sea.
Oh. Fuck. I'm going to say blood and thunder.
I think Blood and Thunder is a better Led Zeppelin cover band.
Oh.
Maybe actually, it's like, which one is the better sex maneuver? And Victory at Sea is a much more explicable one, but I don't know. Like,
wow.
That's like bizarre. Some 50th page of the Kama Sutra shit, but I don't know. I think Blood and Thunder sounds more metal, so yeah. I'm gonna go Blood and Thunder. I think Salsa's hit the nail upon the top with the...
I just can't go Victory at Sea because of the Corsairs.
Oh.
Ah, take that into account, James.
But we didn't, so definitely Blood and Thunder. Shit.
Suckers.
Yeah. Mm.
I see you're wearing an orange headband, sir.
Every day.
I know.
All right, question number five. Jenna.
Ooh, probably.
Or Salsa and James.
Jenna. Who would win in a fight?
Jenna. Who needs to leave the podcast? Salsa and James.
Oh, shit.
That's
goddamn son of a bitch. God damn it, Mariah. Oh, whatever.
Salsa's slowly reaching for the sword like we're all blind. You can go for the sword,
but I'm going to take that thing out of your hands before you can do anything with it.
Well, he's going to swallow it before you can take it.
But only because the choreography says that's what you're going to do.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right, 50% speed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm narcissistic, and I'm going to go with Jenna.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Questions are done. Now we find out what we have got. First one was...
What did you guys pick for the last one?
I picked Salsa Jenna. And James.
Okay.
Yeah.
First one was James or Jenna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would you rather use to generate a clone army?
Oh.
Fuck.
Shit.
I'm going to go with James. Because I wouldn't feel so bad when they get mowed down.
Right. Well, they're also going to be a lot more willing. Yeah.
Cannon fodder.
Yeah, they're going to be real dumb.
Yeah,
have you met me?
Your clones are definitely going to be well. Like, oh, no, honey. No, that's okay. You just go ahead and stab me. It's fine. Except that when I say it like that, it sounds sarcastic. Like I'm doing like some kind of Jewish mom like martyr shit. Like, no, honey, it's fine. Your clones would mean it. Like, and I don't actually have the capability of saying it that way, so...
They're going to rush into it like it's a Nerf gun battle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like an army of Jennas would just argue amongst themselves about the best way to do things.
I feel like they would have one cohesive plan within a half a second.
That's also...
Yeah.
That's actually terrifying. It's like...
That is a good point.
The nanobots, the...
We would project management...
Yeah.
Manage that, like, that...
It would be like watching
ants.
But if
you have a difference of opinion, none of you are going to back down.
Not true, actually. The biggest thing about project management is to know when you do back down.
Okay.
Because that's actually huge, is the give and take and the balance in this way.
Okay.
I never sound like I'm backing down.
Okay.
But there are plenty of things that I've given up in my projects that I'm
also
just like, nope.
Flipping into like siege mode, two Jennas or three Jennas could definitely throw one Jenna much harder and much farther than two or three of me could throw one of me. I think.
Okay, there is that.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure I'm sold on as to which clone army I would pick, but...
Also, I think your clones would be a lot harder to hit.
That's possible.
You have a lot less surface area.
I do.
Yeah. Smaller,
wily.
Smaller, more nimble targets, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jenna, I'm happy with my decision.
Yeah, I think Jenna. I think that's okay. Correct, yeah.
Actually, wait. Which one of us placed higher in the balloon fencing tournament last year?
You did.
I did? Okay, then I'm going to go with the army of Jenna's. Because that is the only actual competitive combat thing that I can compare us to.
Question number two.
Is?
Rubber orangutan or circus peanuts.
Okay. Which one would you build a clone army on?
What would you give this army as weapons?
Well, because it's Jenna, it has to be the rubber orangutan. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
That's how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Rigid parry objects, harder as a projectile.
Mm-hmm. Banana in the offhand.
Yeah. It's just always.
Offhand Banana is the name of my new Led Zeppelin
band. Zang.
I think Offhand Banana is another term for apropos of nothing.
Probably.
All right.
Question number three. James or Salsa?
Mm-hmm.
James or Salsa?
Who would you rather send to them on a USO tour?
Salsa. Like, I'd love, like, 100%.
You're an amusing guy.
Yeah, but you have all of these entertainment options. Like, the salsa Barbie comes with swords to swallow and all of these other things to do, fire breathing, and, like, in addition to joke telling.
Well, I don't know that I'd count that one, but... Oh. But yeah, I mean, those other things are pretty
cool. Yeah, but it's an army of Jennas. How impressed would they be at that?
Tragedy strikes when the Jenna army tore the Salsa USO tour limb from limb.
No, okay, here's the deal. Like, I don't think my army would be super impressed by that. But as soon as James told a pun...
That
would be the end. That would be it. That would be done.
Yeah.
That would be done. So I think I am going to have to go with Salsa on this one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big hearts, but
I fully understand.
Yeah.
Question number four: Blood and Thunder,
okay,
or Victory at Sea?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would their unifying battle cry be?
Blood and Thunder.
Yeah. No, that's just yeah.
Can you imagine an army of Jennas rushing you with
hard
objects?
No, stop talking.
Screaming blood and thunder.
Here, let me demonstrate.
Just a whole bunch of rubber orangutans held aloft.
Yeah.
Yes. And as ridiculous as that image of an army of Jennas with rubber orangutans screaming blood and thunder at you,
yeah,
you're still intimidated.
I am. No, yeah. I'm fucking... That's,
one of you...
I'm not joking. Like, that is actually terrifying.
Yeah. Question number five was Jenna or Salsa and James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who would best lead them into battle? Jenna.
Yeah. I mean, but it's going to be hard for them to know which Jenna to follow.
You put on a red hat or something.
Oh,
is this like a Steven Universe issue or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you imagine? Picture this for just a second, James. Just a second.
Yeah.
You've got a sea of hundreds of Jennas.
Yes.
And I tell them to do something.
Yeah. I imagine it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I imagine it being entirely successful because you're like, you don't go out there and do whatever, and they're just like, we're going out there, we're doing the thing. That's
actually that would probably work.
Just have, like, to reverse psychology my way through the whole thing.
I'm just at the door with, like, water bottles. I'm like, don't forget this, I'm just with you, make sure you hydrate. Drink between every kill. Go
Meanwhile. No, I think we should go through those questions with an army of Jameses real quick.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Let's just go through the context of that.
My whole, like, warming up spiel, instead of this big, like, we fight for freedom and blah, 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 I'd just be like, I bet you're going to lose. I'd just be like,
whoa. shit.
Did I tell you? I'm sidelining this one. the way I learned how to breathe fire. Did I tell you this
yes,
one?
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. For listeners that have not heard this story.
Yeah.
I had been practicing for a while with various fluids in my mouth. Yep, go ahead. Okay. Yep, James is up.
Well, good night, everybody.
Rephrasing.
But no, there's a specific way to use the flame to make things go.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, a bunch of Fire Inc. boys were like, hey, tonight, it's your birthday. You're going to learn how to breathe fire. And I'm like, yes. And I just couldn't, like, I have a serious gag reflex.
Okay.
Which is really hard when you're trying to take in enough fuel to make a good blast and, sure. and to make everything work together. And I was just having problems. And I'm like, I keep gagging. And Mr. Patton said, oh, well, maybe you just can't do it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
So, that's how I learned how to do fire.
Fucking. So. Yeah.
We should wrap this up.
Oh, I really wanted to go through it with the James Army, but
Let's do it in 5 minutes, because we're already an hour on this segment.
Oh, damn. Yeah. All right.
Let's rock and roll.
Okay, so a James Army.
So, okay. Army of James. Yeah. First, as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts or anything?
Circus peanuts are more of a fuel, so I think I would just, like, enter hyperactive mode and hug whatever it is to death.
Yeah, I could see that.
With an army of Jameses, this next one gets amusing. Who would you send them on a USO tour? A James or a Salsa?
I
would love to see a James there, because they would just pun themselves to death.
Find myself very amusing. So, yes.
Yes.
Fair enough.
This is delightful. I'm in agreement so far with everything that's
I love that
been
this
said.
Question, we didn't even realize that there's like a fault in the question, that it could have been an army of Jameses.
Is it?
No.
Being entertained by a James? I don't
know. You entertain yourself a lot already.
Also, I feel like this means that Mariah may have premeditated.
Right.
Maybe knows us.
Who might have the
I
army.
Feel like she may have picked Jenna. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
What would their battle cry have been?
I think still blood and thunder.
Yeah.
And who would lead them into battle? Would you lead yourself into battle? Would you follow me or Jenna?
Oh, I have a really bad habit of just wandering off.
Yeah.
In the middle of
multiplayer
games.
I don't know that Salsa could corral you.
No, you're going to need the project manager.
Yeah, even if you had a buddy James that was also in charge.
Yeah,
like,
no.
I don't, that, nope. No.
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 Yeah. So much so that my team in different team shooters has started playing a game that's like, can we kill it before James gets there? Or where has James gone? Yeah.
Where's James?
Yeah, I would not be a good leader of you, because
I think
would
Jenna
just get
would be
angry
the
at you.
Perfect person for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at telling you what to do.
That's very true.
Yeah.
All right.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should contain nothing but the choices, and in the second one, please repeat the choices and then give the context for those. If you are sending more than one, please give them different names so that Chrome does not thread them, and make sure that you label which one to open first and which one to open second, so I don't accidentally see the, you know, things I'm not supposed to see.
Yes.
If you have never sent in one before, yours goes to the top of the list. If you bribe us, then we will say yours first.
Yeah.
That is all I have got. Go ahead and plug your shit.
Thank you to Mariah for our fast
Thank
five.
You.
Yeah.
And for the booze. And for the orangutan.
Plugging shit. Fringe is done. I don't know. There's the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Feast of Fantasies for you?
I'm only doing feasts this year.
When are they?
Oh, fuck. I know when I perform. I don't remember when they are during the day, but it's every day you've got an option between 2 to 3 different feasts. Our third feast on Saturday is the specialty feast. There's a different specialty feast every weekend. One of the weekends is a vilification tennis feast.
One or two? Sometimes we
one or two.
I don't remember, honestly.
Keep an eye on the website.
But go look. There's at least one. So go check that out. Get tickets for that because we don't know. This is Vilification Tennis's last year out at the Renaissance Festival. Mm-hmm. So this is possibly our last year doing a feast show as well. Might for be. Like a Vil specialty feast show. So, mm-hmm. and
seems likely.
Hot damn, you guys want to be there for it. You guys want to see
it's so much filthier indoors.
Oh my God. I can't even.
And just the interaction.
There was one time I think I said the C word. Like,
I remember Kirky's joke.
Oh God.
The one that she can't tell at the BLB. Yeah. So go and see that. I'll be at the fencing booth part of the time. Other times I'll be
out and about
doing stuff with others, and I'll have more information on that later, but I'll be doing Vilification Tennis this year.
I've already given my fest schedule. Go see it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've got.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this and all of our other episodes. Go ahead and eat the fucking cake.
I love you. Bye. Night.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal jazz fingers.
Verbal jazz fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.